This is Greg Karumbas of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County, Arizona, which borders Mexico. He's been an active participant in the debate over SB 1070, which, of course, has been weakened severely by a federal court injunction. It is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Sheriff Deaver is also the honorary chairman of BorderSheriffs.com, helping Arizona sheriffs fight lawsuits by the ACLU and many other outfits trying to water down the law passed by the Arizona legislature and signed by Governor Brewer earlier this year. He's here to give us an update on the fight and some of the latest developments in the conflict with terrorists and drug cartels and other nefarious elements along the border. And Sheriff, it's great to have you with us, and especially in studio.
Thanks for having me in. Senate Bill 1070 is in an interesting limbo right now at the Ninth Circuit, although they have a hearing scheduled for November 1st on the appeal, and I think, fortunately, Border Sheriffs, through our law firm, able to file an amicus brief, and they let us in on the Department of Justice case. The ACLU case is still sitting in Judge Bolton's court. She hasn't heard that one yet. The good part, again, about the intervention allowing us in is I'm able to bring the border perspective to the discussion, something they otherwise weren't going to hear. I sat and listened to arguments in her court. The governor's office defense team did a good job of protecting her legal status and her position on the whole case, but it really didn't bring out the – in fact, I got so frustrated sitting there listening to the arguments in DOJ, ACLU, and the governor's defense team that I wanted to jump up a dozen times and say, wait a minute, you guys are missing the whole point in all this legal rhetoric and wrangling and how the practical application of this law will be beneficial and helpful to our homeland security and what the implications of all that mean. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that immigration and the peril, or illegal immigration, the peril it creates to our nation, is lost in the political rhetoric, and that needs to be emphasized.
Did the governor's defense team explain why they didn't use that tack?
You know, I think it was interesting that the Department of Justice did not bring the racial profiling idea to the table, to the argument. They, you know, there was a whole lot of hoodoo over that leading up to, but they did not include that in their position of why the law should be enjoined. And I think that kind of threw a curveball to the defense team, that they were prepared to kind of focus on that and how that was not going to be a huge concern. And they just got lost again in the legal wrangling. And I don't know why they let this other thing go, but I haven't seen or heard any indication out of them either that they're going to bring that discussion. And frankly, they're not in a position to do that without expert witnesses. And the expert witnesses are the people who live and work every day on the border and have for years and years and years. And that is the institutional proof that we're looking for, not from Washington bureaucrats, but from the people who live and work in this environment. That in fact, when you hear things from Secretary Napolitano or Alan Burson or all the others engaged in this, say things are as good as they've ever been or better than they ever were. Ask the people who live there.
In terms of how your job has changed, if at all, in the work of your deputies, I know that Sheriff Arpaio has continued to say, I'm going to enforce the law. Has your department done the same thing, essentially?
There's been no beginning and no end to our effort in terms of how we deal with illegal aliens when we come across them. We have the good fortune in my county of having a whole bunch of Border Patrol agents there. And so when my deputies become engaged and involved with illegals, we simply turn them over to Border Patrol for processing, unless they've committed another crime, of course. And then we charge them with those state crimes. But when you get into the interior of the state and the country, you don't have those Border Patrol assets. And ICE becomes the focal point for detention and deportation. And they have very, very limited resources. So that needs to be severely beefed up. And it gets really frustrating after all of these years, frankly, when you hear John Morton, Assistant Secretary of DHS over ICE, and others say, well, we have limited resources. If anybody understands limited resources, it's sheriffs, trust me. We cope with that deficiency every day and always probably will because of the nature of the beast. But after all this time, we can prosecute wars across the world, and frankly, I think they're important. Those that are important, we ought to fight, we ought to prosecute. We can find the resources to do that. By now, we should have found the resources to protect our own borders.
What is the current reality along the border? You and I were just talking before we went on the air here about how just in reading your newspaper this morning, you saw stories about a couple killed while on jet skis on a lake that's on the U.S.-Mexican border. There's more, obviously, drug violence. We're seeing Even on the other side, Mexican mayors being killed almost by the day or week down there. But in terms of what you see on a regular basis, just how chaotic is it?
Well, the threat is always there in the minds and in the reality of the people who live along the border. You know, most of our border crime and the statisticians that look to the numbers and say, well, your crime is down along the border. Well, tell that to the crime victim, the person whose home was burglarized, or tell that to Susan Krantz, whose husband was killed. Statistics mean nothing to people who become victims. And most of our major criminal activity, frankly, is southbound, not northbound. They're drug runners and people smugglers who have delivered their product, and on their way south, they'll hit a house, steal guns, cash, and jewelry, things that they can easily transport before they jump back across the line. There's still a ton of that going on. You're right, reading the USA Today, the newspaper opened it up, and there's an article about our failure to stop the flow of guns and ammunition going south into Mexico, just how low those seizure numbers are in comparison to the effort. There's that, and then there's a story in there today about the efforts going on to capture the focus of the story was a Guatemalan who's been living in this country, who was involved in mass murders back in the 80s in Guatemala, and the efforts going on in the interior to find and prosecute criminals who from other nations. And we've been telling this story for a long time, frankly. We know by data provided by the Border Patrol and ICE, the percentage that they say they catch who have previous criminal records in this country. What we don't know is how many have previous criminal records in their own country. But what we do know is a significant piece of data. While the overall numbers of apprehensions is declining, the percentage of criminal aliens is increasing. So, you know, logic basically tells you there are just as many, if not more, criminal aliens coming, continuing to reenter this country. There's people who are documented crooks in our country who are coming back. So you can prosecute all those you want, but when you prosecute them, charge and prosecute them, and then just kick them back across a porous border,
right,
you've accomplished nothing.
This case is now at the appellate court. A lot of people think it'll end up at the Supreme Court. In the end, and I guess this calls for speculation, will it be the law or politics that end up deciding which side wins here?
Unfortunately, they're so intermingled, it's hard to determine which is which. But I think it's important for people to remember, stay focused, that this whole immigration issue is a homeland security matter. It's not a political issue. The only reason it's a political issue is that we have made it that. But what gets lost is the peril again, the danger to our homeland, if this goes unabated and unmitigated. And we've got to focus on that. So yeah, politics are what they are. It's not necessarily a bad process. It is our process, but so far it's failed us to bring solution to our border security problem.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in and offering your firsthand perspective. You're in the midst of this every day. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sheriff Larry Deaver is the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, right on the Mexican border. He's honorary chairman of BorderSheriffs.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.